Coast Radio News for Friday, February 12, 2021. I'm George Henry. It was reported yesterday that the Siuslaw School District has recently received an additional $3.5 million in school funding. One of the possible plans for some of that money could be used to offer an extended school year. Superintendent Annie Grezkowiak says administrators are working on a plan for extending the school year in what would be an optional addition to regular learning. Staff is currently working on ramping up for on-site hybrid instruction, so the final planning for the extended year may be sometime in coming. Typically, there is some form of summer school offered to students. This new model, according to Grezkowiak, could come in one of two forms, either as a continuation of regular learning into June or as a few extra weeks in June and an early start in August. July would remain a period of time off for any staff that chose to work the extended weeks. The Florence Regional Arts Alliance has been included in a grant by the Oregon Arts Commission through the Small Operating Grant Program. FRA, along with 96 other art institutions, received $1,159. While it is a minimal amount, organizations can use the money for arts programs or for operating expenses for fiscal year 2021. Lane County Public Health reported another 57 cases of the coronavirus yesterday. That included one new case for the Florence area, bringing that total to 154. Numbers have continued to steadily decline over the past 2 weeks, with the state seeing an 8% decline overall. The OHA reported 621 new cases statewide yesterday, and the death toll has risen to 2,056, with the addition of 12 new deaths reported. Vaccinations continue to move ahead in Oregon, with almost 625,000 doses administered, including second doses. The state's storehouse is nearing 1 million doses, and the rollout of vaccines for individuals 80 years old and older continues. The state exceeded its daily goal on Wednesday, administering more than 14,000 doses. The city of Florence is still awaiting a time frame for the final pieces of the Revision Florence project. The two monuments adorning the entrance to Old Town on Maple Street are incomplete after damage to one of the pieces required the contractor to recast a part of the monument. Assistant City Manager Megan Messmer says they are awaiting notification from the contractor, and as of yesterday, there is no expected date for the completion. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, February 12, 2021.